In Alaska, there's a tax break for property owners 65 years and older and disabled veterans, which eliminates taxes on the first $150,000 value of property. Lance Nelson with the Alaska Attorney General's Office argued on behalf of the state that the statute and regulation on the books should be interpreted to limit the exemption for same-sex couples so that they only get part of the discount. Nelson based his argument on a tenancy by entirety statute, which presumes that each member of a married couple owns 100% of property.
The legal effect of that is that each member of the tenancy owns 100% unapportioned value of the property. And that's why the tax assessors in the state give full benefit to an eligible person who owns and occupies, even if his spouse may not be his or her spouse may not be eligible.
But you have to be married. Since same-sex couples can't legally marry in Alaska, they can't claim 100% of the discount. Nelson says that's fair because of the marriage amendment, which, since it was passed by ballot initiative in 1998, defines marriage as between a man and a woman in Alaska.
You could call it something else and bestow some other kinds of rights on something, but as far as rights connected to marriage, those all were limited by the marriage amendment when it took effect.
Attorneys representing the three same-sex couples in Anchorage say taxing same-sex couples differently from straight married ones is not fair and does not provide equal protection under the law. Roger Leishman, an attorney with the law firm Davis Wright & Tremaine, argued on behalf of the same-sex couples, saying his clients were being singled out as members of an unpopular minority.
If you look at the factors that traditionally have been applied to identify a suspect classification, they are all present here. An identifiable group, a characteristic that should not be lightly changed, if it can be changed at all, like religion, a history of political inability to using the normal democratic process, achieve full equality. All of the indicia are there.
The case was first heard in Anchorage Superior Court in 2010. The Superior Court ruled in favor of the same-sex couples, saying it was unfair to tax them differently and that doing so violated equal protection. The state filed an appeal in 2011. Julie Schmidt is one of the plaintiffs in the case. She and her partner, Gail Hsu, say they've lived together for 35 years. 9 years ago, they bought a home in Eagle River together. When Schmidt turned 65, they applied for the senior tax exemption. It was granted, but not in full. Schmidt explained that the case is not just about money.
We're basically about the fairness and the discrimination that is shown to gay and lesbians in the tax structure.
Attorney Thomas Stenson with the American Civil Liberties Union of Alaska Foundation says this case highlights an injustice.
The city taxes people who are in same-sex partnerships more than people who are in straight relationships. And so when Gail and Julie applied for the exemption, they got a partial exemption, but they were still taxed several hundred dollars more each year than a similarly situated married couple would be.
In 2005, the Supreme Court of Alaska decided same-sex couples were eligible under the Constitution's Equal Protection Clause to the same state worker benefits that married couples receive. Stenson says the decision the court makes in this case could set another precedent. The Supreme Court will likely issue a decision in the case in 2013. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.